Crack open one of Diana Henry's books and you're drawn into a world of sensual pleasures. Her recipes take notes from all over the world. Roast fish with spiced eggplant, lemon and honey, Uzbeki-style carrots, cucumber and yogurt soup with walnuts and rose petals. Get the idea? Well, her book, A Change of Appetite, actually chronicles a year when Diana had a change in appetite. Our contributor, Melissa Clark, got the story.
So, Diana, your book is about how you changed your appetite. Tell me about that change.
Well, I had quite a lot of friends who kept talking about eating more healthily. They're like me, they're in their late 40s. Either they wanted to eat healthier or they wanted to put their partners on a healthier diet. And I think it's partly to do with getting older. And when I asked them what they were cooking at home, because they were trying to cook protein and vegetables, basically, they were all trying to think of, you know, a million and one things to do with a turkey breast, and it really wasn't exciting. And I thought, this is kind of grim. So I thought, I will start to think about what is healthy, but I won't come at it from the health position. I'll come at it from the delicious position, because I'd never liked the idea of healthy eating myself. I know I've kind of come around to it. And when I started to think of dishes that were actually good for you, I realized that that was more, you know, more most of the time were dishes that I wanted to eat anyway. So it's Middle Eastern food, Southeast Asian food, kind of stuff that's light and it has got a lot of vegetables in it, whole grains, lots of what I call front of the mouth flavors like chili and garlic and lime and ginger.
In your book, you talk about foods that are accidentally healthy, foods that you love anyway.
That was my little catchphrase that I kept thinking of when I was trying to come up with the dishes to go in the book. And it was food that was delicious first and then happened to be very good for you second. And there's loads of it, Melissa. I mean, you know what it's like. Nowadays, we can get ingredients for any cuisine. So Vietnamese, Indian, Lebanese, you can get everything.
Middle Eastern cuisine comes up a lot in your book. I see you're using pomegranate molasses, you're using cumin and yogurt.
I started to cook those when I moved to London. I'm from Northern Ireland. And as I grew up in Ireland, we had nothing exotic whatsoever. And I used to read the Arabian Night stories. And I used to dream about things like that, figs and pomegranates and that kind of thing. And when I moved to London after I was at university in England, it was just, I mean, it kind of bowled me over, because at the end of my street in North London, there was a Turkish, there was a Cypriot, there was a Middle Eastern store, and all this stuff was there. And then I discovered Claudia Roden, who's one of my favourite food writers, and I started to cook like that and eat also in cheap little Middle Eastern restaurants in London. And I've never lost the taste for that. I adore it. It's probably my favourite cuisine, to be honest. They just cook so brilliantly with vegetables. I mean, in England, we haven't really. They've been a thing that sits on the side, and they really put vegetables foremost, and they use other ingredients that sort of bring them to life.
And have you moved vegetables? We talk a lot about vegetables moving to the center of the plate. Is that part of your philosophy for this book?
Do you know, it kind of is, but it happened accidentally. I think my eating had changed a bit anyway gradually over the last decade. And I was eating a lot more vegetables, partly because I've kind of got more ideas about what to do with them. I find that meat is kind of meat, you know, and especially if it's something good like a steak, you don't really want to fancy that up. You just want the steak. But when it comes to vegetables, I mean, there's a whole section in my book about carrots, and carrots are something that I love. But I have about five different carrot salads. There's one from Burma, there's one from Mandalay, there's all sorts of places. And so I started to think more creatively, I think, about vegetables, but it came about quite naturally. I didn't force it.
And what are some of your favourite summer recipes for the book? I mean, I think we all want to start eating lighter this time of year.
Oh, this is the best time of year. If you're going to start being a bit more healthy, this is a good time of year to do it, because you can kind of ease yourself in and then you'll be really used to it by the time autumn comes around. But I kind of go all over the place looking for ideas. There's lamb kebabs with a Georgian sauce called azika, which is made with celery, lots of chilies, red peppers, and this is all blitzed together with garlic in the food processor. Then you add, they put things together differently there, so they use dill and coriander together, and it has a little red wine vinegar and some olive oil, and it's fierce. It's really hot. I mean, you eat it and you go, oh, wow, it's a real shock. But to have that with something as simple as lamb kebabs and then a salad of barley and tomatoes on the side, that's lovely, and it's not difficult, but it's different. I'm very keen on labneh. I don't know if you make it as well, that Middle Eastern drained cheese. I mean, it sounds ridiculous to say that you kind of make your own cheese, but everybody's got so into it now because all it is draining Greek yogurt inside a piece of muslin or cloth. Then you're able to, after 24 hours, you can unwrap this and you can break it into nuggets. So one of my favourite summer things is tomatoes that have been roasted in the oven with Moroccan harissa. And this works even when you have tomatoes that aren't wonderful because it concentrates the sweetness in them. The heat does that. And then they're sweet and also very peppy because of the harissa. And I serve that with little nuggets of labneh. So you have the warm tomatoes, the coldness of the labneh, and then torn bread, sort of flat bread that you've toasted, so bits of pita bread, and lots of herbs. So as well as leaves, I think it's important to use herbs as a salad leaf. So there's lots of coriander in that. And then there's a saffron dressing on top of it. So you just dissolve your saffron in either white wine vinegar or lemon juice, and then you go ahead and make a dressing with it, adding your olive oil after that. And, you know, not only do you have different flavours in that, but you have got contrasting temperatures and textures as well, because the bread is toasty and the tomatoes are soft. So I love those things where you can kind of compose things and you have a lot going on in your mouth all at the one time. If you're eating that, you don't think, I'm missing steak or I'm missing chicken. You're very happy with what you have.
Diana, it's been lovely talking to you. Happy summer.
You too. Bye-bye.
Diana Henry is author of A Change in Appetite. Melissa Clark is food columnist for the New York Times and author of Cook This Now. Now, Diana left us with a couple of recipes for summertime eating, including nectarine tomato and basil salad with torn mozzarella. And you're going to find them all at splendidtable.org.